And let's keep it moving right into our album review this week. I'm excited about this one. We have one of our interns, Mr. Mason, here with us in the studio to talk about it. How are you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going?
It is going great. So tell me a little bit about this Ava Max album that you reviewed this week.
Yeah, so Diamonds and Dance Floors is Ava's sophomore release.
Okay.
So she's done work before. She does a lot of singles here and there with different other, like, bigger artists like Tiesto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is her second, like, full release. So we got 14 songs. They're all in kind of, like, the techno dance pop realm,
ooh,
I would say.
That's fun.
Like, very futuristic with, like, her instrumentation and the effects that she puts on her voice. Like, it's very, like, something like future, like Tron Legacy,
yeah,
or something like that.
Ooh, I
love
like that.
Yeah. Especially, we were talking a little bit about dance music earlier in the hour, so I'm definitely seeing a lot of that, like, influence. And I know something that Ava is known for is referencing older songs and, like, including them as little, like, Easter eggs into her songs. Was that, like, a theme throughout this album?
You know, I didn't notice that quite as much.
Okay.
But I did notice her reference back to, it's kind of like a whole reference to Don FM.
The Weeknd album, yeah.
Like, it has such heavy influences from that sound,
sure,
and, like, kind of the dystopian,
yeah,
sound. So I think that's, like, a kind of a reference point for her, but I don't know that for sure. But that's
cool.
Just what I got from it.
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh.
And honestly, I feel like that would definitely reflect, like, the sort of dance revolution that we're having back in pop music now, but it's,
yeah,
sort of like a darker turn on that, like you said, like,
yeah,
kind of dystopian, like, spooky, you know, funky.
Yeah.
I like it for
right.
sure. And did you have any favorite tracks?
You know, probably my favorite from the album was In the Dark. It was kind of like a sleeper album. It was the least streamed on the album.
Okay.
But
really?
I was like, I gotta give that one a shot. I gotta listen to that one more.
Yeah.
And it just got, like, this really cool, like, build up tone to it. It's very, like, upbeat and, like, I don't know, it just makes me want to move. Like,
yeah,
I love songs that can get me in the groove. So
love that.
Yeah.
I know that there is one that has really gotten everybody dancing. It's been on the charts. It's Million Dollar Baby, and we have that one right here up next for all of y'all. Million Dollar Baby by Ava Max.
Follow us on Facebook at 103.3 WZND Fuse Radio. I'm hiding.
stranger on a mind. She's a $1 million baby. Nobody can explain it. She's a miracle. She's a miracle.
$1 million Baby by Ava Max with our album review this week. Oh my goodness, I just want to dance.
I absolutely love that song.
It's really fun. I know as soon as it started charting, I was really excited because, I don't know, she's always bringing that dance party.
And you know what? She kind of gives me a little bit of Dua Lipa vibes.
For real, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I just love the pounding synths. Like, yes. They just go so hard. It makes me want to move.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
I love a good, like, synth-heavy song. Yes. And it seems like the whole album is really like that.
For sure.
Definitely, definitely. And thank you so much, Mason, for joining us this week. I will really have to check out that album.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me,
guys. Yeah, of course.